children, there was a great prophet of the Lord named Elisha. His name means, my God saves, my God heals. And there was also a wealthy woman. She came from a town called Shunem, so she's called the Shunammite. And she saw that Elisha often passed through their town, and so she would invite him into supper whenever he came through. And then she asked her husband, and they built a special room, a second floor room on their house just for Elisha. And they put a bed in it, and a table, and a chair, and a lamp for him. So whenever he came through that way, he could stay there. Well, Elisha was very thankful, and so he wanted to do something for her. But she said, I'm content. I'm happy the way I am. But Gehazi, his servant, said, you know, she doesn't have any children, and her husband's getting older. I'll bet that's what she wants most. And he was right. And so he told her that she was going to have a baby. And well, she couldn't believe it. She even said to him, oh, man of God, don't lie to me. But of course, he wasn't lying. And she had a baby boy. So that was really wonderful for her. But then, as we're going to read in the story, one day when her boy was a little older, he went out with his father into the fields for harvesting, and the sun was very hot, and he got a terrible headache. And so his father sent one of the servants to take him home to his mother, and after a little while, he died. And so his mother carried him upstairs and put him on Elisha's bed, and then she ran to find Elisha, because she knew that if anyone could help him, only Elisha could, whose name means, my God saves. So we'll read this part of the story and see what happens. And the child grew up, and there was a day that he went out to his father to the harvesters. And he said to his father, my head, my head. And he said to his servant, carry him to his mother. And he carried him and brought him to his mother, and he sat on her knees until noon, and he died. And she went up and laid him down on the bed of the man of God and shut him in and went out. And she called to her husband and said, please, send me one of the lads and one of the female donkeys, and I will run to the man of God and return. And he said, why wilt thou go to him this day? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, peace, it is well. And she saddled the female donkey and said to her lad, drive and go. Do not restrain the riding for me unless I say to thee. And she went and came to the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it was that the man of God saw her opposite him, and he said to Gehazi his lad, behold, over there is the Shunammite. Now please run to meet her and say to her, is it peace with thee? Is it peace with thy husband? Is it peace with the child? And she said, it is peace. And she came to the man of God, to the mountain, and took hold of his feet. And Gehazi approached to push her out. But the man of God said, let go of her, for her soul is bitter to her. And Yehovah has hidden it from me, and has not told me. And she said, did I ask for a son from my Lord? Did I not say, do not mislead me? And he said to Gehazi, gird thy loins, and take my staff in thy hand, and go. If thou meet a man, thou shalt not greet him. And if a man greets thee, do not answer him. And put my staff on the face of the boy. And the mother of the boy said, as Yehovah lives, and as thy soul lives, I will not leave thee. And he arose and went after her. And Gehazi passed on before them, and put the staff on the face of the boy. But there was no voice and no attention. And he returned to meet him and told him, saying, the boy has not awakened. And Elisha came into the house, and behold, the boy was dead, laid on his bed. And he came in and closed the door on the two of them and prayed to Yehovah. And he went up and lay on the child and set his mouth on his mouth and his eyes on his eyes and his palms on his palms and prostrated himself or lay down on him. And the flesh of the child became warm. And he returned and walked in the house once here and once there. And he went up and prostrated himself on him. And the boy sneezed up to 7 times. And the boy opened his eyes. And he called to Gehazi and said, "Call this Shunammite." And he called her. And she came to him and said, "Take up thy son." And she came in and fell at his feet and bowed herself down to the earth. And she took up her son and went out. Amen. This is a wonderful story for showing us that life comes from the Lord. The Lord is the one who created us, each one of us, and he's the one who gave us our life and gives it to us every moment. And he also is the one who saves us when we get sick or if we get a cut. The Lord is the one who makes us get better. And when it comes time for us to go to the spiritual world and our natural body dies, the Lord lifts us up into eternal life. And in this story, it wasn't the boy's time to go to the spiritual world, and so the Lord brought him back to life in this world. But it still shows us that the Lord has control of death and that he lifts us up to life again. A wonderful thing is that the Lord shares his power and his love with us. And for example, he gives mothers a strong love for having babies and then for raising children. It's his love, but he shares it with mothers in a wonderful way. And when we get sick, the Lord gives us the chance to help each other, fathers and mothers and friends and doctors and nurses and other people. Help us get better. It's the Lord who makes us better, but he lets us help each other get better. And when someone dies, we can help comfort each other and remind each other that the Lord is raising that person up into eternal life and that we will be there pretty soon. And so the Lord gives us chances to help each other, which is another wonderful thing. And then something even more wonderful is that the Lord helps us have spiritual life and not just a merely natural life so that we can enjoy heaven when we get there. Now, spiritual life means that we love the Lord above all things and our neighbors as ourselves. And that means that we need to control selfishness so that it doesn't rule us. And in this story, we can see how the Lord helps us with that too, and he saves us from a merely natural life and raises us up into spiritual life by the spiritual sense of this beautiful story. In the story, the hot, hot sun represents too much love of self, and it hurts our head. Our head represents wisdom, acting wisely, and when we have too much selfishness, it really hurts our ability and we do stupid things that we know we shouldn't do. And so, that can lead to our spiritual death if the Lord doesn't help us. And so, we know what we should do. If we realize that we've done something dumb that the Lord doesn't want us to do, we should go back to the Lord and say that we're sorry to him and ask him to help us, because he always will and he always can. And Elisha's staff that Gehazi ran and put on the face of the boy, that represents the strength of the Ten Commandments. That's always the first step, keeping the Ten Commandments. And then Elisha came and put his mouth on the boy's mouth and his eyes on the boy's eyes and his palms on the boy's palms. And that represents a higher, when we begin to understand why the Lord commands us to keep the Ten Commandments. The mouth and the eyes represent a higher understanding, and hands represent doing it. And so Elisha lay down on him, and his flesh began to get warm. That represents how we begin to love to do what the Lord wants us to do, not just because we have to, because we like to. And then his sneezing seven times. Sneezing is a way that the Lord gives us to clear out our nose and mouth so that we can breathe, and it exercises our lungs. And breathing represents thinking wisely, bringing true thoughts into us and getting rid of the bad thoughts so that we can think clearly again. And it happens seven times. Can you probably know that seven represents what is complete and leads us to a new state that's more holy and heavenly than before? And so what happens then is that we can see more clearly now what is good and what is bad. And so that's the boy opening his eyes and being alive again. So this is a process that happens through us all through our life. The Lord is always saving us and lifting us up a little more than before. So that's like seven times of sneezing through the course of our life. The Lord gives us more and more life. So this is a wonderful story. Whenever we think of Elisha, we can remember that the Lord saves us. We didn't make ourselves. We don't make ourselves. The Lord makes us. He gives us life. He gives us new life all the time. He saves us. He heals us when we get sick. He lifts us up when we're dying into eternal life. And best of all, he gives us spiritual life so that when we get to heaven, we can really enjoy it and be useful there. Amen.